Anthony Ferraro and Mancina, two blind guys, collide to bring you Four Bad Eyes Podcast.
We will begin in Delta Omega 3, 2, 1.
Oh, the podcast is mightier than the sword. Welcome back to Four Bad Eyes Podcast. Dan Mancina here with Anthony Ferraro, two blind guys who teach the blind how to see and the sighted how to
be blind,
baby. That's right.
What did you quote the sword?
The podcast is mightier than the sword. That really, it's the pen is mightier than the sword.
Not if it's the sword, is the sword of destiny.
Dude, Taylor Swift is really putting what's his name on the map, huh?
Dude, Travis Kelce, dude.
Really?
Really?
Heather's listening to his podcast now.
No. No. He has a podcast.
Him and his brother, I guess they're both in the NFL.
I guess.
They played each other in the Super Bowl.
Oh, that was the whole thing. Okay, yeah.
But they have a podcast. Popping up on Heather's TikTok, like their
pod.
Yeah, their podcast.
Dude, what is with this? I hope she doesn't use him for just more inspiration later down the line.
I hope so, dude. Because that's that's how she writes all of her bangers, dude.
She writes a
He's
lot.
Got to break her heart,
music man.
He's got to break her heart if we want another great Taylor Swift album.
I don't know how I feel about this Taylor Swift messaging.
What's that?
It's like messaging? Like, for example, my niece, she's like 13. She goes to a Taylor Swift concert. She comes back with a T-shirt that says, "I'm the problem. It's me.
I'm the problem. It's me.
Me. I'm the problem."
That's just a quote from her song or whatever.
Yeah, but that's not a good messaging. Or is it?
Unless you are the problem. Oh my God. I'm afraid the coughing fit's going to start.
Don't start with us. We got
Was I drinking a pop last time? No, I wasn't.
We got a lot of angry emails last time.
Yo, we probably did. I'm drinking a root beer right now.
Oh, root beer? Which brand?
Root. I don't know, actually. It tastes like a Barks.
Look at the camera. Someone tell us.
Someone let me know what brand. I'm just going to slowly rotate. I don't know where the label is. I'm guessing Barks.
Barks. That's a good one. Mug. Mug's a classic.
Mug is classic. It kind of has a trashier vibe to it, doesn't it?
Isn't that like a Coca-Cola mug? And then there's...
Is it Coca-Cola?
Yeah, there's Dad's.
Your Dad's a root beer? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like a more...
There's the one that's alcoholic.
I have had that before. That's a little...
What is it called? That's a weird one.
Your Dad's root beer?
I don't know. What other root beer brands are there?
A&W has one, I believe.
A&W, good one.
And then there's a bunch of like little...
Does A&W make other sodas?
I don't think so. It's a good question.
Solely root beer.
Because they've got their root beer float.
See, is root beer like sourdough where you need like your own culture, really in the art? You know,
I don't think so.
I think it's more
it's just a root.
I know,
it's just a root.
But where are you getting your sassafras? No, that's a drug.
I don't know.
Sarsaparilla. Sarsaparilla.
You just marinate the roots, I think.
Yeah. I don't know, because the Amish, they have the root beer that's
that's
uncarbonated.
Really? That's what I need right now. Yeah, everyone, you know, then you got your home brews. It's like IPA root beers and stuff, you know?
Yeah, then they got this old new brand called like Olipop. It's like low sugar. Not a fan.
Could be good.
That's all right.
Because root beer has a strong enough flavor where it could, you know, get away with not so much sugar in there.
Root beer, is it caffeinated? Yes, right? It's caffeine.
That's why I drink it. That's why I drink it. When I want some sweetness later in the day, I don't want the caffeination.
What about a ginger ale?
I'll do a ginger ale.
See, I had a Sprite a couple
Sprite's
weeks
not
ago.
Caffeinated either.
Really? I had a Sprite the other week, and it just hit so different. It was like that perfect lemon lime.
Sometimes a Sprite is like
Oh, it was money,
a
dude.
liquid from the heaven sometimes.
Then if you always go for a second, it's never as good as the first. You
Never
know
as
what I'm
good.
saying, babe?
I know what you're saying, babe. I know what you're saying, babe.
Like these Taylor Swift bangers. Nothing will ever amount to love
Have you
story.
seen the trend of the women saying, what's the guy's name?
What?
Keith?
Travis?
Travis?
Travis
It'll be
Kelce?
like a lady and go up to her man and be like, can you believe Taylor Swift like really put Travis on the map? And then the guys get all pissed, you know? Like, babe, he's been one of the best players for a long time,
Yeah,
bro.
that's what everyone says. They're all like, he is an amazing player. I don't know why people are just like finding out about
But she really did put him on the map as far as
social media
people
wise.
outside of
Apparently, he grew
football.
like a million followers overnight.
Yeah, people outside of football, though. You know, like, I don't follow
Yeah.
football. I had never heard of the guy before until
Same.
you told me about him. And then Heather brought it up. And then he just keeps popping up, dude. Him and T Swifties.
Dude, she's a celebutante, debutante.
No, Heather's listening to the podcast, dude. Doesn't even listen to my podcast.
I
She's
know.
listening to freaking Toby and what's his name? Travis. Travis and what's his brother's name?
I don't know his brother.
Oh, dude. Andy, I
Toby?
think, maybe.
Andy? Andy Kelce?
She's always entertaining.
It's a weird thing having a regular name as your last name.
You like a first name, two first names?
Yeah.
Never trust a man with two first names, dude.
Ever trust a man on a horse?
Yep.
That's the one.
I ain't got much, dude. What happened? What did we talk about last episode?
Something about we were talking about my travel home from Azerbaijan. Then oh, something I forgot to mention on my travels when I went to Kansas. Toto was I was walking in the rental car place. I was on the escalator, and all of a sudden, I get this. Someone says to their friend, thinking I can't hear them, "Look, a blind guy."
I'd throw
Ever
my cane
get
right at,
this?
I'd throw my cane like a
Oh,
spear right at his
and
face,
I
dude.
felt so vulnerable.
Yeah.
Like hit me that it upset me until they were out of range.
You're right. You're like,
You know
that
what I
guy,
mean? I felt I
was
was
he
like,
talking about where? Where? Where's the blind guy?
yeah, I don't
Oh,
see
it's me.
him. Yeah, I'm the problem. It's me.
Look, a blind guy. I'm the problem. You need the shirt, dude.
I
I'm the
know.
blind guy. It's me. There's our new
Should
merch
make
right
that
there, dude.
shirt, dude. That's a
I'm the
merch
blind
right there.
guy. It's me.
Me. Me. I'm the blind guy. It's me. I was so upset though, and it was too late by the time I processed it.
Yeah, to
I was
get
like,
throw him with a
this
bird or
bum.
something, you know?
I would have been like, I don't know what I would have done.
I
See,
was
I'm
like,
so
where?
like,
Where's he at?
yeah, where is he?
Get him!
Yeah, get him. Oh, I was so pissed.
Yeah, that's a
Then,
weird one. Yeah, that would definitely irk me for sure.
oh,
Piss
it
me
irked
off.
my insides. Irked my
There's the blind guy. There's
irked
a
irked
blind
me.
guy. Is that what he said?
Yeah, it
Look,
was
there's a
irked.
blind guy.
Yeah, it irked me off.
Like you're a specimen at the zoo.
Dude, might as well put me in a cage and
Yeah, we should put you in a new exhibit at the zoo, blind man.
throw me food and watch me look for it. It was a
The IOS emailed me, international, whatever. What is it? The Olympic Committee or
oh,
whatever?
IPOC.
No, I said IOS. Is it
That's
IOS?
Apple.
That's Apple. Let me see what this says.
I think it's IPOC, International
Anyway.
Paralympic Olympic Committee.
Okay, here we go. Let me find this. Piss me off, though.
Yeah.
Hang on.
I got an email from
We have too many emails.
the Pan American Games people, the IPOC people.
International Olympic Committee.
IOC.
IOC.
What did they
Close.
say?
He wants a They're producing some Let's Move Street something about skateboarding, BMX, and break dancing, maybe?
Yeah, that's... You want to know? I just got the list of what's going to be in the new, in the 2028 games. They added cricket.
If you can, I'll send you the questions and you can answer them on video. What do you think about that?
I don't know. I don't
that like just
that.
Like, what?
It's...
First off, you want me to frame myself, which is probably going to be off.
Yeah.
Record myself, and then I'm going to have to probably go use some fucking zip drive or some bullshit you're going to send me.
It's some Google share
download.
Docs.
No.
Yeah.
I emailed them back. I'm down to interview, but you can Zoom or something. I'd rather have you record it.
Yeah. And what kind of production is that where you're relying on other people to film themselves?
I said they premiere next Sunday. I didn't say where. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, what?
Like, and what YouTube?
Use my face in perpetuity?
Mm-hmm.
It's my mug. My mug root beer.
Heard of these people? Oh, you have a list of the new para.
Yeah, I.
What is it?
Pull it up. One of them was cricket.
What?
Yeah, cricket. Soccer.
Mm-hmm.
No skateboarding though.
Yet. So were there like new ones this year?
Yeah, those were new.
Those were new, cricket and soccer.
And then there was a couple others.
I would have thought soccer hasn't been in there.
No, blind soccer just started getting big.
Wow. And surfing is. Did you know that?
Is it in the para now?
That's what Justin Bishop told me.
I don't know if that's confirmed. I know there's
or it's maybe next one.
I'll find out. Maybe. I'll find out at Pan American Games, which will be. Because
I also asked Pete Gustin, and he kind of confirmed. I was like, you hear about this in the Paralympics? He's like, yeah, he doesn't like doing contests, though. He just surfs to surf, man.
Yeah, no comment.
Not on me.
What was I going to say, though? Oh, I got an email from the IPOC because I had to update my headshot for the Pan American Games. And I sent it in, and they were like, thanks, Anthony. One love.
One love.
There's some fan over there watching stuff.
You need an updated headshot, huh? You were too young in your old one?
I don't know. No, they claimed I took a picture of a picture and sent that in.
Oh.
I don't remember doing that. But, yeah. And then I just found out I got to go to Chile, and then right after I get home for a week, I can't stay long now. I can only stay an extra day, and I have to come home and a week later fly to Tokyo.
Oh, yeah, because you guys are supposed to hang out for that week
in
Chile.
Oh,
yeah, cancel that now.
Yeah, they're still going to come.
Okay.
They're going to hang before the competition.
Yeah.
But it'll be
Tokyo, right. Baby.
Yeah, Tokyo.
Tokyo drifting, dude.
Yeah, two freaking back-to-back long flights, dude.
Is that where judo started? Japan, right?
Yes. In the Kodokan, where I've been. It's
you better watch your back out there, dude. They're gonna get you.
I was there for a training camp when I was a green belt.
They're gonna sneak up on you.
Oh my god, these guys would
no mercy.
These guys, they'd be like skinny, and you think you're like, oh, I'm stronger than this person. You grip up with them, you go to do something, you're head over heels. Heels over head, head over.
They're like praying mantis.
Dude, they throw you like a feather, and you're like, if there wasn't a mat here, I'd go through the ground.
Like, jeez.
Crazy how slick they are. And just found this out. I don't know if I talked about this on here. I don't think I did. The Korean team, the head coach is in jail.
For doing what? Killing
for
somebody?
Lying, making the athletes lie that they were blind. Blind, and then using the government money to fund all that stuff.
So to fund
all the like their travels and everything, because their government gives you money for the Olympic stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So he was a big scandal.
Wow, in jail, huh?
Yeah, in jail.
What were they gonna do to him over there? Chop his hands off, maybe.
And,
oh, you know, they should make him go blind.
Should take his thumbs off.
Should take one eyeball, maybe.
One eyeball.
Nah, take them both.
Put it as a necklace around
his neck.
That's
messed up. Dang, so they got to, like, retest him, them?
Yeah. No, he was the coach, and all the athletes weren't really blind.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The students.
Yeah, a lot of those athletes are gone.
Got to be gone now.
Yeah, there's like a couple Koreans left.
I wonder who cracked that story.
I know. It was a big one. And then here's the good thing. We got hit up about, with all the talk about skateboarding going to the Paralympics and stuff. For like, obviously limb difference and visual impairment should be separate categories, right?
Mm-hmm. True. Preach.
Preach. And then the thing they do in judo is there's levels of blindness, right? There's two different divisions. One
B1,
of
them. B2.
J1, J2 now. But
J1, J2.
But there's not enough people in skateboarding to do that yet. You know what I mean? I don't think.
There's not enough people competing.
Competing.
There are more than enough people, I believe.
Out there skating.
Yeah. Don't you think that's true?
I do think it's true.
The amount of people that hit you up.
Yeah, no, 100%. And now a lot of kids.
There's so many people outside of social media, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that are skating.
That are skating blind, I'm sure.
What would you think about everyone blindfolding? That would just, it would be a debacle kind of, right? What's your take on
that? Yeah, I mean, I think that's fair.
I do too, but
in a sense, because that's what they do for goalball.
That's what I'm saying, like goalball. So, what would you wear, like the sleep shades?
I'm sure they
need like
goalball must have some kind of regulated.
Yeah, because you know some people do the peek through the nose thing.
Yeah, a little peeky peek. Yeah. Sneak a peek.
Peeky blinders.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, the best would be the skateboarding. I don't know, dude, because it's so technical that someone with just a little more vision compared to somebody with a little vision and someone with just a little bit more is kind of a big difference.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is.
Like somebody who has central vision can see really good.
Yeah, it's huge.
They could be legally blind and not have peripheral vision, but they have central vision, which means they could see shit crystal clear just in a small frame.
Right.
Which would be a huge advantage.
100%.
To somebody who just has peripheral where you can't see detail and that's way harder.
Yeah.
So blindfolded might be the way to go, dude. And then anyone could practice blindfolded. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I think it would be good. Need a lot of like, people out there, I feel like regulating that people aren't running into each other.
Yeah, with you know, a decent sized park, you know, 5-10 people on there is not too bad, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Practices are crazy. You know, but then there's the, you know, you can practice without the blindfold, those who have sight. Is that an advantage? Somewhat.
Practice with the blind. Wait, say that again.
Those who have like decent sight, who may be legally blind, they can practice with their vision. You know what I mean? With the limited vision they have. Yeah.
But that, I don't know.
Much
if that
tougher
would,
than.
Because then they get a layout of the park.
You get a layout. Exactly.
Yeah, you get like a photographic image in your mind.
Which is.
It's only good to a point.
That's because once, you know, me and you get comfortable at a park, it's that's not a huge
deal. Cruise around.
But I'm thinking more of learning new tricks and stuff. Could probably progress a lot faster.
Yeah.
Flip tricks, you know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm doing that wrong.
Yeah. Is a flip trick that much easier when you could see?
Some of them, the more technical ones, like yeah, like you can see it and catch it.
Oh, okay.
You can see that grip tape come around.
Oh, so
stomp it.
Looking for it.
When you get really good, yeah, you can really. And you, the more, the thing now is like when you're learning, knowing if like the board over rotated or under rotated. Like I can't tell that sometimes. So I'm like, do I need to flick more or flick less? I don't know.
Or did it even flip?
Or did it even flip at all? Right, yeah. I've had that happen.
Yeah.
That's true. So you have somewhat advantage of learning new tricks, but.
Well, I'm going to this barracks thing next weekend.
I know. I'm hoping to, secretly hoping a hurricane comes on over to Florida. Like, ah, I can't go to Florida. I'm going to the barracks.
Yeah, I know. I never skated the barracks. I heard it's slippery.
Slick Ricky Bobby. Slick Ricky Bobby, baby.
But it's confusing because yeah, they're calling it Ladies Day, but it's men and women.
Yeah, I wonder how it's going to run.
Yeah,
I'm assuming ladies will just have their own shine, you know what I mean? And then throw the contest separate?
Yeah, I think so.
Rumor is there's some Olympic people going to be there, no?
Yeah, that's a rumor. And the week before, which I couldn't make it to, there's something with the mayor of Oceanside where they're doing some whole thing that's like covered by like news and stuff.
The week before? So that's this week.
Yeah, this week. That's I'll be in week. Utah. Hopefully.
What do you mean week? I've covered for just...
Like news, local news and stuff, trying to like get more exposure for the Paralympics.
Oh, okay.
Who's the NGB at skateboarding? Do we know who the national governing body is?
It's USA Skateboarding.
Okay.
Yeah. They,
they're out of LA?
I think so.
Okay.
I'm assuming. Yeah, that's where, like, isn't Eric Costin like the president now or something like that?
Oh, yeah, you might be. Might be right. Interesting stuff.
I hear a dog barking. My boss.
I just constantly hear a baby crying, but it's never happening. I just hear
it. Oh, do you? He's hearing it now? That's funny.
Change the diaper.
You did.
Not a poopy.
A poopy peepee? Oh, number one?
Number one.
Yep.
Good.
Yeah, solid, right?
Not takes me a little longer than Kelly. But,
yeah, of course.
But it was good.
You didn't get peed on?
No.
Did you hold both your little feet in one hand and wipe?
Yeah, yeah.
So cute when you hold their both your little feet.
I know. You're like, is this okay?
I can just lift you right up. You
I know.
Bean.
And then you like lift their butt up and like yeah, get the diaper funny. Under. You're like, what the heck? You're like so you're little.
Cleaning a fish or something.
And
so
it's like yeah. Sticky because it's pee pee. Mm-hmm. It's funny. It was funny.
Changing that diaper.
I know. I got to do a poopy though. I got to do a poopy.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, you got it.
Oh, I'm so sick.
It's the neighbor dude. I got a new project for the house right now, dude.
What's that?
I want to put up a little fence so Otter can, I can just let him out the front door and he can roam the yard, fenced in yard.
Oh yeah, did you get the hole digger?
I did not. Did I talk about this?
Oh, we talked about it after.
Oh, me and you? No, I'm just going to, I called 1-8-811 dig. They came and marked the, like the electrical lines and stuff, but
oh, they're gonna.
But I had all these stakes out. I had everything mapped out. Me and Heather were out there measuring, putting stakes in the ground. Fucking lawn guy came yesterday. All my stakes.
No, wait. Do you pay even... the lawn guy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was
fucking ripped all my damn dude.
But is there the holes there now that you could just find
me? No, I didn't dig the holes. I had everything marked so I could dig when Heather was gone.
Why would you come up and take my stakes out?
They were like tiny plastic tent ones. So I could see him not seeing some of them. But, dude, you know he eventually saw them. And it was like, you son of a bitch.
Where did he put them all?
They got sucked up. They're gone.
No.
Now they're just chopped up all over the yard, too, is the other thing.
Oh, my God. That's annoying. Fucking so you're going to build this fence yourself?
Polluted my damn yard. I'm going to attempt it, dude. And I got to do it. I'm doing it technically a temporary fence, putting PVC pipe in the ground so you can then, and then cement those in, and then you can, so you can slide the post right in there.
Mm-hmm.
So technically it's not permanent, so I don't have to get a permit, maybe?
Permit?
I don't know.
Permit?
Mm-hmm.
You were, this is what you need to update us on, was the park.
Oh, God, where did we leave off, dude? We
left off that the guy was supposed to come and he was at some freaking...
Oh, my God, dude, the saga continues. I should have a skate park in my backyard right now.
I know.
And I should have already taught a couple workshops. I should have freaking, I should be high-fiving blind kids.
Yeah, but not. What's happening?
I thought of something bad. The guy came.
Hold on, hold on.
Hey. Shout out to who's
I don't
read
know
that message. Read that message.
It said
someone sent us a message.
Hold on. Where is it? Give me a second.
It was in the Four Bad Eyes group text, I think. Bear with us here, people. There's someone who mentioned our farts in a message. We gotta give him a shout out. Shout out. Shout out. Shout out.
I just wanted to say I love your podcast. Initially, I just started listening because it gave the right vibes, and then I continued listening because it was so educational. Now I know so many ways how to announce a fart coming.
Fart coming.
I don't even know what that's in reference to.
I was gonna ask you that.
Yeah,
I think it's your farts coming.
Oh, because I'm always
like pretty much what you just did. Oh, yeah. Hang on.
It's important.
Give us some more details on how we have been announcing Do we announce our farts? I guess.
I still need to know about the freaking cousin.
Yeah, dude. We need that person. They're probably in jail right now.
Jail.
So they can't answer. Hey, listen.
Well, they got in a knife fight with their cousin. I don't know.
Can you listen to podcasts in jail?
It's a good
question. Have like a.
Is there any jail listeners out
there?
You
have a device that you could use?
We should do a tour. Where we live pod in jails.
Can you have a cell phone in jail nowadays?
Not legally. But a lot of people figure it out. I think there's
How would you listen to a podcast?
There's a whole jail side of TikTok. It's called like Jail Talk. And people are making videos in jail.
Oh, in jail? I've seen a million of the people like, this is the crazy thing that happened to me in jail.
No.
Actual people. So people got the phones in there, huh?
Yeah, they got this.
So they must be listening.
My dad had to represent some mob family.
Hey, you don't say too much, huh?
La Cosa Nostra. But the Bloods were smuggling phones to them in jail. I think they were smuggling phones into the Bloods in jail.
Huh.
Yeah, so it was a big scandal.
Let us know if we got any jail listener, dude.
I know.
Shout out to fucking Cell Block C, dude.
Cell Block C. Cell Block FBE.
My boy's up upstate. What?
My man's up north.
My man's up north, dude. Shout out to my man's up north.
Oh, it's the best.
Where we're at. Okay. Guy came. The member of Eagle, EG, whatever, environmental something agency here in Michigan, comes and looks at the land and says, yeah, you got wetlands at the edge of your property. He said you can build up to a certain point going into the, you know, a certain section of the place we wanted to build. So pretty much it would have cut the park off by about 20 feet.
That's not too much, right?
It's supposed to be 100 feet long, 20 feet long. So then we had a map, a rething redone, and we were going to kind of, because it's supposed to butt up to this shed on my property. And we were just going to connect it to the actual driveway. The driveway goes into the shed. And then kind of wrap around. But then part of my driveway would have been a skate park, which I don't mind too much, but it would have been like, it would have been like in, like pretty much right in front of the house. Not that good.
Oh, in front of the garage?
Yeah, it would have been in front of that first shed there.
Annoying.
It would have been annoying, and we would have lost space. Whole layout of the park got messed up. I was like, all right, let's just do it. Let's get it poured. And it was going to be within budget, too, was another thing.
Budget.
So, have new plans made. Good to go. We're going to pour. Also had to wait because the Adidas guys are in China. They just got back yesterday, I think. So we had to wait. We should have been pouring. What's today's date? 20th? We literally would have been pouring today and tomorrow. 20th, 21st, or something like that. But the amount of leaves that are falling at this time,
I think, yeah,
is unreal.
Oh, it's like, fall. Fall has come.
It's like raindrops constantly falling. So to have a perfectly smooth cement, Brother Nick is doing this cement. He's like, I don't know, man. You're going to have some imperfections in there. Like, it's like impossible.
Because of the leaves?
Because of the leaves.
Okay.
So you can sit there and blow them off, but there's going to be little marks.
Yeah.
You know, little fossils of leaves on your fucking cement. And then I looked into renting. I was going to spend like $5,000 out of my own money to prop up a tent over this while we poured. But that didn't really work out. That would have been like crazy money. I'm like, dude, I don't know. So I just put the kibosh on it for the year. And I'm going to, the other thing was I can also apply, go through this big permitting thing that takes up to 4 to 6 months to try to get approval. So I figure I might as well just wait.
Well, are you getting on that now then?
I just turned the application in last night, actually. Okay. Put a new application in for Eagle to actually build the original plan of the 50 by 100. That's where we're at. I don't have skate park yet.
That's, dude, you buy a whole new house, you relocate your entire life.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It's, I mean, I was livid, dude. I was just one thing after another with this damn park, dude.
Did you throw anything?
No.
Just a fit?
Just a Fitbit.
Fidget spinner.
I'm just, I've accepted it. And I guess it'd be better in the long run just to go for this application and try to do the original plan.
Yeah, you got it. It's
that layout's going to be better in the long run.
As long as
we get approved, I don't know. We'll see. Worst case, though, I have approval. I didn't get official approval, but I have approval from Eagle, which is what I needed to get approval from the state.
What do I got to say to you, Eagle?
I mean, they're good. They're protecting our lands here. Making sure Donald Trumps don't come around and just build skyscrapers on wetlands. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that is one.
Except our water sources.
But it is, it's as frustrating as it is, it's really mature and in the long run makes a lot more sense to wait it out. To not rush something that's going to be
rush this
permanent.
Can't rush this one.
Can't rush it. It needs to be the way you want it. And you're going to run into these like bumps in the road because you think it's just going to be a smooth process, but it never is when you're trying to do something good. Because it's not just for you. It's so you can teach kids how to skateboard and stuff.
Yeah, that's the main goal of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Her doodles, dude. That's where we're at on that. Keep you updated here. Yeah, your permit's in.
Listen, Eagle. I know.
But worst case, I could pour the... Or I could tear the shed down, which is probably what I would do by next year.
If you have to.
Yeah.
Could you go back into the shed? I'm assuming so, because there's already something built there.
Yeah, I could tear that down and build there, yeah.
But then you have to move everything else to the garage.
Everything just gets all in a whack, yeah.
Yeah. Well, got to stay the course. Is that what they say?
Stay the course, buddy.
Stay the course, buddy. That's frustrating. But
I got another email here.
Oh, let's hear it.
Let me pull it up.
Soon there will be kids skating in your park.
I know, dude. Gel blaster.
Gel blaster. Here we
go. Julia.
Wait, did you get a gel blaster email?
Yeah. I think it's just a spam thing. Yeah. Okay, let me turn this up. Okay, here we go. Message content. I became blind 1 year ago and I do lots of high on the again. Swipe up or down to select the transaction, then double tap to activate. I believe this is Julia. Message header. Question.
Technology. Swipe up or down to select the transaction. Message content. High on
the again. I became blind 1 year ago. Slow down. Oh, shoot. I forgot.
Everyone out there is blind. That's good.
55%. Hi, Anthony and Dan. I became blind 1 year ago and I do lots of work to find out how I can get on with my life. No, I cannot see the way I used to. I am just... Thanks so much.
Oh,
I became
crap,
blind 1 year ago and I do lots of work to find out how I can get on with my life. No, I cannot see the way I used to. I am just wondering if you use any technology on computers such as JAWS, or do you have any other recommendations of other programs or software for computers and or cell phone? So far I use Siri on the iPhone, which can get very frustrating. I use Google speakers, also can be frustrating. I have an Apple Watch, which I only use to tell the time, and I have an Apple Mac computer, which my support worker uses now. Any information very, very, very welcome. Thanks so much for your programs. I am an avid watcher slash listener. Wishing you all the best with all your projects. Anthony, good luck with your judo and fitness program and your beautiful daughter. Dan, best of luck with getting your skate park, and it will happen. And all your skate projects.
It'll happen.
When you eventually come to Australia, you're more than welcome to stay at my place in the Byron Shire. Great surfing and skateboarding. And a podcast would be welcomed. Warm regards. Julia.
The Byron Paul Shire. That's
I don't know that zone, dude.
That sounds sick. My dream is to go to Australia. I've never
been. Aussie, dude. Long trip that way.
It is a long down under.
Yeah, using Siri is tough.
Siri sucks lately. I'll just say, start with that.
I'm assuming she's not using VoiceOver, and she's specifically probably just using the home button to use Siri.
It'd be helpful to know how much vision you have, because with the computer, if you're I heard JAWS on a Mac. If you try and use JAWS on a Mac, it's not very good.
Yeah, that's PC.
For people
that
don't know, it's like a screen reading software.
Yeah, that's for PC action.
It's really good for like, what is it, Windows?
PC, Windows, all that stuff. Yeah.
Toshiba. Bathsheba.
But that takes a lot of practice. As does, well, JAWS? Me and you use, that's VoiceOver. That's just my iPhone reading that out loud with VoiceOver.
Go to Settings, General, Accessibility, VoiceOver.
You can tell Siri to turn around too if you have an 8 and above or something like that.
And
go ahead. Yeah, VoiceOver is what we use. Also available on Mac, iPad, and your Apple Watch.
I do use an Apple Watch. And I like it. The VoiceOver is good on it. There are other screen readers besides JAWS you can try out too.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like,
there's a free one because JAWS is expensive.
I was just gonna say it's like NBD or something.
Yeah. I think that's it. NBD. Yeah.
NBD.
That's right.
No big deal.
never been done.
Never been done. But that one is free, and I think it's a little easier to use than JAWS. Mm. JAWS is like a whole nother language, dude. You have to learn so many commands.
It's a lot of keyboard shortcuts.
I remember learning all the shortcuts when I was a kid. I couldn't tell you.
It's crazy.
I just remember.
There's different commands for when you're searching the web. Within a document, all kinds of things.
With Apple products, the move is the VoiceOver, because it's already
on the products right now.
Integrated on the product, yes. And it works smoothest with the product.
It's consistent.
There's also Zoom Text.
Zoom Text, if you have a little bit of vision, yes.
So you could scroll in big on that bad boy.
Yeah, you can get the print looking giganto one way at a time.
I remember watching porn with the screen blown up.
Did you? I wondered that. Right?
Oh yeah.
Just zoomed in. Is that a nipple or is that an eyeball? I don't know. What
it was just the mouse to be bigger.
I never thought about that, dude. Just
I used to have a freaking mini heart attacks and someone would walk in with my and then you could just turn the volume down with the external speaker and then move your mouse so it wasn't on the screen.
That is hilarious. Porn with zoomed in
high school.
So funny.
Oh man.
That is hilarious. But dude, the best thing you can do is reach out to your local, give it a Goog. What are local services for blind and visually impaired? Get yourself a VRT, dude.
I reckon
Vision
there are
rehab teacher.
In Australia also, because our buddy Richard uses them.
Yep. And they can they give you training on all technology, everything. And it's all free. you know, by your local governments and stuff like that.
Richard Moore. Reach out to Richard Moore too, because he might have some insight on.
Yeah, he could.
On the
what's his name? Liquid Canes.
Liquid Canes on Instagram.
On Instagram, yes.
So reach out to him because that.
He's got the plug in Australia.
Yeah, he's got the plugs.
But yeah, there's all kinds of service to get training on how to use your phone and all that stuff. And beyond that, just living independently. But I am a firm Apple diehard user.
It's
I'm
almost
so
like,
used to it.
Yeah, it's almost a double-edged sword at this point because I wouldn't even know what to do with other softwares now.
Yeah, I'm so...
It kind of makes it lazier. You know what I mean? Like, you're not out learning the newest softwares.
Yeah, it's good. No, we're sharp with it. You know, as long as we can do everything. I mean, JAWS can be helpful as far as like when you start getting, if you're in the workforce office settings, it's much better for like, you know, reading PDFs and stuff like that. It's better at that kind of stuff. But for email, text, day to day, using your phone and stuff like that, dude. All the way, freaking voiceover.
Yeah.
And then the, like a Galaxy phone or whatever, has TalkBack.
Yeah, I heard that's not as good.
It's,
have you ever used it?
It can be, yeah, I have. I used to do like lesson plans and stuff with it back in my VRT days.
Oh, man.
But it's like, it's not as consistent. Depending on what phone you have, some of the functions can be a little bit different. Older models to newer models, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to VoiceOver is just across the board, straightforward, same commands for every single device.
Yeah, that's
it's just a little slower and just not as intuitive as VoiceOver is. But but if you don't want to spend that freaking all that money on the Apple crap, you definitely go that route. If you're just making calls and texts, it's fine. You can still use, you know, Uber and all that stuff.
Speaking of Uber.
Uh-oh.
Dude, I hate Uber. I'm just going to go out and say it on
it's a love-hate relationship.
I'm going out on...
Do you hate Uber or do you hate some of the drivers for Uber?
Nope, hate Uber.
Okay, let's hear it, dude.
All right. Oh, first of all, though, I took an Uber today. I got a guy I had in the past. And he remembered me.
Oh, a repeat.
Think of you. Yeah, because you were talking about the repeats.
His
name is Frankie. He's from Jersey City. And he was telling me all this stuff. Like, it's early in the morning. I'm going to work out. I don't even want to be out of bed yet. And he's like talking to me all about stuff. He's like, I talked to two people I thought I'd never talk to again in my life today. And I wish you could hit like a no talking button on Uber.
Yeah, just put a, yeah.
Like, but it was funny. I enjoy it. Sometimes I enjoy the, cause that's the thing. I like some of the people from Uber,
mm-hmm.
but I hate Uber as an overall. I'm just going to go out on record.
What happened, dude?
Hate you, Uber. It's not even that something like serious happened, but I get in the car the other day. I hate, it's always going to the gym.
Mm.
Damn. I'm just trying to be healthy here. And, the universe wants to make it tough. But I get in the car. First of all, you ever have this? You're standing with your cane and the Uber pulls up and they're in front of you, but you don't know necessarily.
Not 100% sure.
Not sure. But you're just standing there and they're just looking at you.
And then you just got to yell out, are you here for Anthony?
Yeah, I'm like, Uber? And sometimes they don't even answer then.
Uh-huh.
And then I open the door. You know, that feeling of opening the back door, wondering if it's your actual Uber. I used to do that when I was a kid. I remember one time I opened the wrong car. I thought it was my mom's car. And this lady goes, ah! I was like, oh, wrong car.
We used to do it on purpose in middle school.
Oh, my.
After like the dance, I remember just being outside where all the parents picking up and just getting in a car. Like, oh, I'm sorry. Thought you were my mom. And I just thought it was the funniest thing in the world.
Dude, but that anxiety of first opening the door for the Uber before you know it's the Uber, you're like, you don't know. It's so scary. Yeah. And then you open it and they're like, Uber, for Tony? And I'm like, oh, yeah. And sometimes I get the guys, Tony, Tony, Tony. So I have my name on Uber. They always love it. They make it like a joke. The other week when I got my hair braided, I got an Uber home. This guy, he's like a real he's a funny guy. I get in the car, he's like bumping this music. I don't know why he's bumping, he's laughing so hard. And I'm like, what is going on? He's like, you see what I put on for you? And I'm like, what? And he's like, it's Tony, Tony, Tony. Like, he's like, yeah, so I thought that's why your name was that, because the music group. And I was like,
oh,
man, I didn't even know there's a music group.
I didn't know that either.
Totally missed the
Tony, Tony.
He thought it was the best thing in the world, like the funniest thing ever. And but all right, so I get in the Uber, I'm going to the gym. I put in the address. Every time the address shows up. 1904, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I get in the car, and the guy's like, excuse me, sir, where are you going? I'm like, this is never good. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm going to the gym. And he's like, what town is it in? I'm like,
what town?
All Township. I'm thinking he's about to deny me. He's like,
right.
Well, it's not giving me an address. So I tell him the address. He's like, yeah, but it's not giving me the address. So like, it's saying put into your Google Maps, or I could hit this button to switch to Waze and it'll do it. I'm like, why don't you just hit that button then? He's like, can you put it in? I was like, dude, I'm not navigating. Like, I'm not going to be the one navigating if we make a wrong turn and you get all mad at me. The thing with Uber is you're supposed to be able to sit back and let them take you to your destination. You know what I mean? Yeah,
hit the button.
Yeah, they hit the button.
He literally said, or I can hit this button.
Yeah, or
hit the button.
That's what I mean. He's like,
what are you doing?
All right, I got it. I got it. This guy, first of all, I thought it was going to be like a classy ride. I was like, ooh, a BMW is picking me up. 5 Series or whatever. So I'm like, oh, this might be a good ride. And I get, he's already making it a debacle. And then we're going. I know the way to the gym. Like, I know what direction is it. This guy's going the wrong direction. And I'm like, what the hell is this guy doing? He makes like 5 turns, zigzag, crisscross, applesauce. Can't say Indian style anymore. It's canceled. Crisscross applesauce. And he finally gets me to the gym. It took what should take 15 minutes. It took like 25. And I was like, and then he's like, we're getting close to it. He's like, what's the name of it again? I was like, dude, are you serious? Like, come on, the anxiety of sitting in the backseat when you're supposed to just be able to mosey on over to your destination. And you're just sitting there with that anxiety the whole time. Like, am I even going to get to the right place? Is this guy going to even drop me off at the right spot? Is this going to be a whole thing again?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, what do I have to do to get a damn good Uber ride?
I wish you could just save drivers and request drivers.
That would be the move.
I'll wait an extra 10 minutes if I know it's my guy, dude.
Yeah, but I need to hire a driver. I would love to be able to hire a driver.
Boy.
Yeah. What do you think a driver goes for?
It's a lot. I looked into like a services not Uber, and that's expensive.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, are we talking like a couple hundred a month?
For a driver, for like, I mean, it was like probably 4 or 5 times the amount per ride than like an Uber ride.
Okay.
Maybe more. You know what I mean? It was like $70 for like a ride.
Yeah.
You know, a decent
long
ride.
Insane. Yeah.
But to hire someone, you know, full time for a month would be a lot. You know, from X amount of time to X amount of time.
If there's any retired people out there that are well off that want to, you know, hook a blind man.
You know,
up.
What would be reasonable? You know what I mean? You pay him hourly, I guess.
I guess,
you know what
so,
I mean?
Right? But then he has to be on call for you.
And he's on call. So you got to pay him literally hourly for, you know,
or
3
you
hours
schedule
a day.
If you know the rides you need per week, like that week, schedule like a week ahead.
You know, do you guys have a bus system there?
It doesn't go to many places.
Do you have my old city had a for like disabled people.
So they have a thing called accessoride or access something. And
I used to ride this thing. I used to be on the short bus, dude.
The problem with accessoride or whatever the hell it's called is you have to schedule the ride like hours before. And then
one I did was like a day before.
And they'll only go on routes that the like transit goes. It's limited access. And then you still have to worry about them showing up on time because I've heard they could be like 30
minutes.
Yeah,
that's how it was. That's how it was for my old one. It was like you had to do it at least a day in advance, which is okay because it's like when I was working as a massage therapist. I would schedule it and they were the same way. Like it would be late sometimes, and that was like running behind 5 minutes one time and they called and complained. And then the head lady or whatever called me and was like, if you do that again, like you can't use this service anymore.
Wait, you did what? You called?
I was like 5 minutes late.
Oh,
for my ride.
God. You're fucking 30 minutes late.
I wasn't outside in time. Like, you know what I mean? I came out literally like a couple minutes late. I came outside and he was waiting.
Oh my
God. And then the lady called me and I was like, are you kidding me? Do you know how many times I've waited on you guys? I was pissed. It was just like a weird service that, great.
One more time. You can't use the service anymore.
Yeah. I was like, fuck you.
That would really piss me off.
Yeah. And it was like $2 a ride or something. So it was good if you have like a set schedule, but it's not like, you know what I mean? Oh, I want to go to the gym. You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
Sporadic.
I want to go back to the gym or something. You know what I mean? Like something like that where it's like, all right.
I just need like my cousin used to be a driver for some guy in the city. He said it was, he said the guy sucked, but the job was kind of awesome. Because he would drop him off at work in the city, and then he would go, like, do whatever he wanted for a couple hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but I had someone reach out to me, send me a message about being a driver, and then they never got back to me. So I was like, I was so excited for a minute.
Right.
But we'll see. If there's any drivers.
Look into it. Yeah, maybe it is.
Yeah, I should look into it.
It is. If you're Ubering multiple times a day, you know, it
spend
could,
like $50 on Ubers in a day, not going very far.
Uh-huh. Depends on how much you're relying on them. Yeah. Could be economically worth it.
Yeah. See, one day when I'm ever making good money, I'm just hiring like an entourage. I'm hiring the driver,
I know a driver would be amazing.
Driver's the most important thing.
And like crazy money where like you always have a driver.
Yeah. like they're waiting for you.
Hey,
my uncle.
Hey, wake up. We're going through Wendy's drive through right now. Let's go.
My uncle had one. He's a lawyer and he had one. His name was Hans. This guy was the man.
Hans.
He was like an old biker dude and like he was so badass. And Hans, like, Hans one time drove me somewhere. My uncle, like, gave me Hans for the day.
Uh-huh.
The sickest thing ever, dude. Hans was the man. He made sure you got to your spot. He made sure, like, he would fuck someone up if they tried to come after you or something. Like, Hans was badass.
That's what I want, dude. I want an ex-Marine.
Yeah, I want a conceal and carry type guy.
I want a Dan Daly freaking driving around,
that would be
dude.
Move. I would kill it. The one thing of blindness that just gets me sometimes. If I could just fucking get in a car.
Freedom, dude.
Just drive. It is. It's the ultimate freedom. Like, I can't even get on a bike. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just frustrating. I used to be able to when I was a kid, and then I started in parked cars. Okay, babe. And then I had to stop.
Elon, come on, dude. We need the freaking Tesla that can drive, dude.
Dude, these speaking of bikes, though, these e-bikes are scaring the shit out of me. They're quiet, and these people are whipping.
Oh, yeah.
You ever cross the street and you're like an inch away?
Oh, yeah, it's sketch, dude.
It's a peeve of mine lately. I can't stand these damn bikers. And then they have There'll be kids on e-bikes with no helmets.
Those things go like what, 25, 30?
Dude,
probably?
Like 30, yeah.
Yeah, that's sketch.
And then the funniest thing is when you see a bunch of kids in a bike group with e-bikes, and then there's the one kid without the e-bike.
Oh,
He's got the regular bike.
Because they're not cheap, babe.
No, they're not. I've had e-bike companies reach out to me like to send me a bike, and I'm like, dude, what do you expect me to
what
do?
What am
with
I going to do?
Die?
Salt flats, I guess, but still, it'd be a little sketch.
Yeah, I saw a guy outside of a bar. This is a couple months ago. I saw it was a kid and a guy, and the kid, one of them was on an e-bike, and they had a head-on collision.
One was just walking?
He was on a regular bike.
Oh, snap.
And this guy was not okay. He was on the stretcher. There was like mad cops and ambulance. It was bad.
Jeez, yeah.
These damn bikes.
Fucking sketch, dude.
Too many snakes on these planes, dude.
And the electric skateboards too. You could fly on these things.
I know. I have one, and it's scary.
Yeah, this thing zips.
It zips, dude. Thankfully, you can set it to different settings. Like one is slow, two is a little faster, four is forget about it. You push it and it will throw you off if you're not ready.
Uh-huh.
They're dangerous as shit. And then they got the electric one wheels. Like
the person who invented that was from San Francisco, and they wanted a way to go up the hills too.
That makes sense. Yeah, but going down the hills.
They got the power to zzz up those hills.
Yeah. Dude. SF, baby. Oh, right.
I don't know, babe.
That's it. That's all, folks. My rant.
That's all, folks. This is Four Bad Eyes Podcast.
Call in 908-349-1480 and give us the juice. Give us the juice.
Send us an email. Emails to Dan at Four Bad Eyes.
Thank you, everyone, for the emails. Anthony at FourBadEyes.com.
Yep.
And go to our website, FourBadEyes.com. Check it all out.
Thanks, Julia, for your email. I wish you the luck. Julia.
Yeah, if you have any follow-up questions, please feel free to ask us. We'll be happy to if something more specific comes up. But like Dan said, reach out. Give it a Goog, your local services. They can, a lot of time there's things that'll get you set up with the technology for free sometimes too. You know what I'm saying? Like the services, like through grants and stuff.
The services are free.
Yeah.
You mean like the actual physical product?
Yeah. Like I was able to get like a Braille note.
Yeah. Things like that. Yeah. Yeah. Phones. No, not phones. Computer though. Yeah.
Yeah.
But sure, you get that stuff hooked up.
And don't give up. It gets frustrating. Technology's frustrating. It took us 2 years to freaking figure out how to sign on to this podcast without
exactly
freaking problems. So. Thanks for bearing with us, folks.
Keep pushing.
One love.
Keep pushing and one love from Four Bad Eyes.